Oh, my word. You'd think by now we would know better. Did we not see the clue in the pretentiously wordy title when we have sufficiently tortured each other? Did we not hear the alarm bells in the play's director, Katie Mitchell? But no, we did not listen to common sense. We were stupidly sucked in by the starry cast of actress. We entered the ballot to get tickets. Despite paying the National for advanced booking privileges, we still had to enter a frigging ballot. This won us the right to attempt to buy tickets. Many were unsuccessful. They will never know how lucky they were. Newspapers got a little aroused last week when an elderly lady in the audience passed out during the first preview, apparently as a reaction to the so-called extreme scenes of sex and violence. We don't believe that for a second. We believe it's the least embarrassing way of getting removed from a play that runs at 2 hours without an interval. They are not fainting now. Some just got up and left.